No one answered him. The twins, puzzled, looked at each other, while Piggy, reassured by the cessation of violence, stood up carefully. Jack glanced back at Ralph, and then at the twins. "Grab them!" No one moved. Jack shouted angrily, "I said grab them!" The painted group moved round Sam Nerick nervously and unhandily. Once more the silvery laughter scattered. Sam Nerick protested out of the heart of civilization. "Oh, I say, honestly." Their spears were taken from them.
"Tie them up!"
Ralph cried out hopelessly against the black and green mask.
"Jack, go on, tie them!"
Now the painted group felt the otherness of Sam Nerick, felt the power in their own hands. They felled the twins clumsily and excitedly. Jack was inspired. He knew that Ralph would attempt a rescue. He struck in a humming circle behind him, and Ralph only just parried the blow. Beyond them, the tribe and the twins were a loud and writhing heap. Piggy crouched again. Then the twins lay astonished, and the tribe stood round them. Jack turned to Ralph and spoke between his teeth.
"See? They do what I want."
There was silence again. The twins lay inexpertly tied up, and the tribe watched Ralph to see what he would do. He numbered them through his fringe, glimpsed the ineffectual smoke. His temper broke. He screamed at Jack.
"You're a beast and a swine and a bloody, bloody thief!"
He charged. Jack, knowing this was the crisis, charged too. They met with a jolt and bounced apart. Jack swung with his fist at Ralph and caught him on the ear. Ralph hit Jack in the stomach and made him grunt. Then they were facing each other again, panting and furious, but unnerved by each other's ferocity. They became aware of the noise that was the background to this fight, the steady, shrill cheering of the tribe behind them. Piggy's voice penetrated to Ralph.
"Let me speak!"
He was standing in the dust of the fight, and as the tribe saw his intention, the shrill cheer changed to a steady booing. Piggy held up the conch, and the booing sagged a little, then came up again to strength.
"I got the conch!"
he shouted.
"I tell you, I got the conch!"
Surprisingly, there was silence now. The tribe were curious to hear what amusing thing he might have to say. Silence and pause. But in the silence, a curious air noise close by Ralph's head. He gave it half his attention. And there it was again, a faint zup. Someone was throwing stones. Roger was dropping them, his one hand still on the lever. Below him, Ralph was a shock of hair, and Piggy a bag of fat.
"I got this to say. You're acting like a crowd of kids."
The booing rose and died again as Piggy lifted the white magic shell.
"Which is better, to be a pack of painted niggers like you are, or to be sensible like Ralph is?"
A great clamour rose among the savages. Piggy shouted again,
"Which is better, to have rules and agree, or to hunt and kill?"
Again the clamour, and again zup. Ralph shouted against the noise. "Which is better, law and rescue, or hunting and breaking things up?" Now Jack was yelling too, and Ralph could no longer make himself heard. Jack had backed right against the tribe, and they were a solid mass of menace that bristled with spears. The intention of a charge was forming among them. They were working up to it, and the neck would be swept clear. Ralph stood facing them, a little to one side, his spear ready. By him stood Piggy, still holding out the talisman, the fragile, shining beauty of the shell. The storm of sound beat at them, an incantation of hatred. High overhead, Roger, with a sense of delirious abandonment, leaned all his weight on the lever.